Here.
And to Vice Mayor Rick Brown.
Here.
And for the city, I'm sorry, for the Cayuga Center, President Robert Evans.
Here.
Vice President Nat Raimondo.
Here.
Director Al Fong. Director Bud McHale.
Here.
And Director Sherwin.
Very good. With that, I'll open the meeting to public comment. Anyone wishing to comment on business of the two governing bodies here may do so.
Oops. There we go. All right. I used to be a musician. Honorable board members, President Enns, Joey Ricano with the California Ocean Outfall Group, dedicated to ending waivers of the Clean Water Act, like we are in the process of putting behind us here in Morro Bay. First of all, I'd like to thank you and congratulate you on a job well done in moving ahead in sewage treatment. And we're beginning to make real progress, and we're taking it seriously, our dedication to protecting our coast and our precious coastal resources. In the news recently, I think that you must have read that despite some tough talk, the California Men's Colony Prison relented and agreed to pay a large sum for their violation of what is now a marine protected area in Morro Bay East Estuary, the Morro Bay East Estuary State Marine Reserve. This was a precedent for the state of California, and it was a precedent for the Marine Life Protection Act. What it said to the rest of the state and to would-be toxic polluters is that not only are marine protected areas serious business for Governor Schwarzenegger and the Ocean Protection Council, as well as bodies like this, but anyone in a watershed would be well advised to be careful not to pollute, because the pollution that came from CMC came, and it happened, jewel, probably the crown jewel of the Central Coast, if not the entire coast. And so I hope that you will work together in a spirit of cooperation, Cayuga San Morro Bay. There's been a lot of foot dragging, there's been a lot of banging of heads, and that's to be expected to a degree. However, now we need to make solid progress. We need to build infrastructure. Perhaps Cayucas would take another look at their finances and see if the residuals of the reserves that you've been holding on to so tenaciously might be jostled loose a bit, so that we could make the upgrades that are necessary for both Morro Bay and Cayucas. And with that, it's a pleasure to work with you. It's been a pleasure to work with you, and I'm going to be working on the San Diego waiver for some time in the future. I will be around because I'm very involved in the Marine Life Protection Act and the implementation of such. And I want to thank you for the opportunity not only to speak before you tonight, but for working with you and making it a reality that we're moving ahead on the treatment of sewage discharge, and maybe one day we can eliminate that discharge altogether. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anyone else? All right. With that, we'll go to the consent calendar. Anyone wishing to have items pulled for separate discussion may say so now. Betty?
Sure. Thank you. Could we pull A2, please?
We may. And I think Cayucas would like to take a little closer look at A3. So I think we'll just take these one at a time. If someone would like to make a motion to approve item A1, Cayucas?
So moved.
Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Morro Bay.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
All right. Thank you. Item A2, Betty, you wanted to comment?
Surely. Actually, just on two items. One of them did have to do with the composting, and I think Mr. Keough wants to make a comment about that anyway, so I'll just defer to his comments.
I just wanted to point out that recently that the city of Moreland Bay, this is more for Cayuga Green Waste, is being devoted, is being routed through the treatment plant. It's actually going to be, we will produce more compost this year than we've ever produced. So thanks to Public Works staff for kind of helping us out and pushing the contract that when they cut those trees, they're actually delivering green waste to the wastewater treatment plant.
And Mr. Enns, my last comment has to do with page 6. It's the first paragraph on page 6, and it's the next to the last line where it talks about a pharmaceutical take-back program. I was at the Businessmen's Forum in Morro Bay this morning, and the man from the IMWA mentioned that we do not have a pharmaceutical take-back program in the county, and both communities need to be aware of that.
All right. Could we backtrack here just a little bit, Bruce, to your composting? Were you finished, Betty?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. Bruce, I was curious. I know we talked a little bit earlier about your composting and doing it in a as a county project for all of the treatment plants. Is there any interest in that that you know of from countywide?
Not at this time. I think, you know, it's kind of been a topic of casual and informal discussion, and we actually had Rick King from Cold Canyon Landfill out at one point to see our operation and see if we could convince him to maybe do biosolids composting at the landfill. And at that time, they were going through the environmental review process for expansion of the landfill, and they weren't real
excited
about jumping in with biosolids. It would have made it would have expanded the level of their CEQA review. So at this point, there really hasn't been a whole lot of interest, at least that I know of, in a countywide project.
Okay. Well, I think we're quite proud of what you've done down there. And would it be of interest to you if someone from the council or the board here tried to look a little bit outside, maybe go to the supervisors and ask about a project like that, or would you rather not do that?
Well, I think, you know, it can't hurt to ask, and at the present time, the Environmental Health Department has released a draft permanent biosolids ordinance, and they're soliciting comments up until, I think, early December. So I'm putting comments together right now, and depending on how that ordinance comes out, it may or may not impact. There has been an effort put forward by the National Estuary Program, some fine money from CMC, Regional Board, and the Integrated Waste Management Authority to try and get a take-back program organized within the county. And the funding has been a big issue on that. Originally, CMC was going to donate some funds for that, and I don't know the status of that, but I've been talking to several people about that over about the last 6 to 8 months. And I was hoping to have more positive news as the year rolled on, but they're really trying to get a program that would have pharmaceutical, 40 pharmacies within the county would have take-back programs, so that wouldn't just be a Morro Bay Cayucas program, it would be a countywide program, and it would benefit everybody within the county.
Is there any program currently where you're talking about used pharmaceuticals? I believe that the local drugstore here will take old pill bottles and whatever you have. I think Malin takes care of that. And does he take it down to your facility there? Where does that go?
I don't know where it goes. Some of it may go back. The pharmacies turn it back because they get credit for unused medication that hasn't been sold. My understanding from the IWMA, because I was trying to sponsor like a once a year program at the hazardous household facility we co-partner with. And I was told that because there's narcotics involved sometimes, they have a real hard time permitting that stuff. And there's a bunch of different operations going throughout the state of California. But Bill Worrell of the IWMA was, I think he had the best idea of trying to put the drop-off boxes in the pharmacies. And he was already doing a Sharps program within pharmacies, and he was trying to link those two. So if you had hypodermic needles or whatnot that people were taking back, there would be a box for those and a box for medication.
Okay, thank you. And Betty, thanks for bringing that up. With that, Morrill Bay, would you? Oh, Nat, would you?
Just a couple of things for Bruce. Bruce, maybe I'm reading too much into it, but it seems like we've had a lot of failures over the last few months. Is this sort of normal the way it's going? Are we really seeing a jump? Are we really starting to see some aging? And I know it's aging, but is it more than we? Is this something we should worry about more?
Well, it's certainly something that you have to think about as we move forward. And certainly this year we had a couple of interesting incidents where we have. But certainly in the next few years, the plant is getting older, and this last year was a good example of how it's aging.
A couple of other things. The rags that you're finding, is that sort of normal? I don't remember reading about it before, but...
Yeah, it's pretty standard. And until we put in, hopefully one of these days we'll put in a screening device at the headworks that rather than basically chopping things up, it's going to remove them from the waste stream. So you get that stuff out and it won't impact downstream processes. And that's one of the goals for the current plant and the new plant when we get there.
And for Bill, did our memo or did our notice about the litter, cat, what to do with cat, not putting cat litter down toilet. Does that go out? I know you circulated it, you know, to the board. Okay.
And I'll make a comment on that. I've been working with a firm in San Luis Obispo, and we're about to launch an anti-cat flushing cat litter, don't flush the mush program. So we have a series of posters, some mailers, probably do a couple radio spots. These people are going to help us get the word out. And so we're very close. This flyer or this mailer will probably go out in the Morrill Bay water bills in October if there's room. And we're going to make this information available to the, I think it's the non-point source committee that works for the county that we're a part of. So that's going to be part of our contribution to that group. And certainly, we will provide all the artwork and all the press release and whatnot to the sanitary district as well, so that you guys can put it in the mailer or get it, that information out however you see fit.
It looks like you've had a lot of visitors from Regional Quality Control Board around. Any feedback? You mentioned they've been visiting us, but is there any feedback from them?
No, I think they're pretty happy with the results to date on where we are in the upgrade process and in the permit renewal process.
All right, thank you.
Okay, Morrill Bay, would you like to propose a motion for approval
may I,
of...
interject at this point?
Sorry. Al?
Yeah. The opening paragraph of your operations report dated August 27th, I have a great deal of confusion about the terminology. Your expedited payment program, disposition of this $3,000, what happened to it?
We received a letter, I believe, on July 30th, just prior to July 30th, that basically said that we had a violation of our permit. And I was under the impression that we had either done a supplemental environmental project or paid any penalties for any violations of our permit that had occurred. When I checked my records, I realized that this one was outstanding. And the state has a new computerized database where all violations or all your monitoring data goes into. And the irony is it's an expedited program, yet the notice didn't come out for like 4 years. You know, it's one of those things that I think the state's hurting for money, and they probably searched the database to see who they could get some dollars out of. In the past, you'll recall that we funded the Mutt-Mitt program for the Caicus linuses. We did an offshore study to augment our monitoring program. When this letter arrived, I was hoping that we could take that money and again fund Mutt-Mitt or find some environmental project that we could use within the local community. And I checked with both state Water Resources Control Board and Regional Board, and both of them told me that the dollar amount was not sufficient to go to a project like that. I explained what we'd done in the past, and they basically said this was a, you pay the dough, and it's going to Sacramento, basically. So we will get, once this goes back to, I signed the letter and sent it back to the regional board. Once they have a public hearing on it, because they're doing a number of these for violators all throughout the region, all throughout the state of California, they will make, it'll go to a public hearing. Once it's approved, they will send us an invoice for $3,000, and we'll be required to pay that within 30 days. I hope that clears it up.
The report didn't clear it up, but your comments do. Thank you.
Can I have one last question? Bruce, is this an appropriate time to ask about the progress of our environmental report? I didn't see that anywhere in our
Yeah, certainly.
Minutes.
We as you know, we awarded a contract to ESA to do the environmental, the CEQA review for the upgrade process, and we have had one. We had a kickoff meeting with them, and we're anticipating getting some technical memorandum back from them in mid to late September, and then they'll begin, I believe, the process of the notice of preparation and kind of kicking off that whole CEQA process. So we are moving forward. It's very preliminary at this point.
And we're good with our schedule?
That's correct.
Thank you. Okay, any other questions on item A2?
Just one last thing. Bruce, it continuously points out that we're staying within limits of BOD and so forth at the plant. And I just wanted, because we always like to put out bad information, but I just wanted to say job well done to you and your staff.
Thank you, Nat. Any other comments or questions on A2? If not, I would ask Morro Bay for a motion to approve.
I move approval of A2.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
None. Cayuca, same motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Item A3, status report on our permit renewal process. I just wanted to check on that. Bruce, it looks like things are going along pretty well.
Yeah, actually, I have been in contact with Regional Board staff this week and have been told that I should have, we're required to do the public noticing on the permit once it becomes open for public comment period. And they are supposed to have they're supposed to email me a PDF of the public notice process so I can post it in the Tribune next week. And that would allow the 30-day comment period to begin, and tentatively that would put us on the December 8th or 9th regional board hearing for continuation of the renewal process.
Now, will this permit renewal take us to the completed construction of the new plant?
You know, it'll be real close, actually, because what will happen is once regional board hears, if they approve the permit in December 2008, we will then take this issue to the Coastal Commission for a consistency determination, which would probably be in January or February of 2009. At that point, if they approve it, then EPA will sign the permit, and the permit will become valid. So the permit will probably become, it's probably not going to become, it won't be enforceable, or it'll kick off sometime in probably spring of 2009, and that permit should be good for 5 years, which would take you to about the completion of the new plant.
Okay, and I just wanted to clarify that was the old 301H that we had, right? And the impetus here for constructing a new plant was simply to get rid of that waiver, right?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Would you like approval of A3?
Yes.
I would so move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None.
Cayucas, approval of A3?
I move we approve A3.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Motion carries. With that, we'll go to B, old business, update on the space needs assessment for the corporate yard and the wastewater treatment plant expansion. Bruce, do you want to kind of brief us on this to get started?
Well, I think this is a continuation of an item that I think was originally brought forth in November of last year. But I'm going to turn it over to Dylan Wade because Dylan's really been spearheading the project for the city, and he has a lot more knowledge about this than I do.
Good evening, Council, members of the board. Hope you're all doing well this evening. As Bruce said, this is a continuation of an item that was first brought forward in November of 2007, a couple of status reports in February of 08 and then May of 08, this earlier this year. Since that time, what's happened is the report has actually been prepared by RRM and Associates. I know that both of these, the City Council and then also the board, have seen the report, have had an opportunity to look through that. And so for sake of brevity tonight, I wasn't going to go through and rehash all of the options. I wasn't going to get into all of the detail of that report. I was just going to kind of come to where we sort of saw the natural conclusion shaking out and then give you guys an opportunity to banter around that a little bit and ask any questions that you had regarding that selected option. So in brief, we took this item to the Morro Bay City Council to review the four alternatives that RRM Design had prepared. We took the recommendation from that meeting, which was to work with the concrete plant to discuss their modification and their upgrade process. They actually desire to go through an upgrade process. So we've gone through, got their conceptual design, and then what you have before you tonight is actually us taking a look at the concrete plant's proposal in terms of space requirements and comparing that to the space requirements or the space needs that we had identified in the corporate space yards or space needs report. So your first that you have there is you have both a conflict, which is the one that has the red hashing on it. So that showed sort of the differences between what the concrete plant was proposing and what the City of Morro Bay opted to do. And then you have a revised drawing, which is a layout that would accommodate both parties and that would work seemingly for both the city's needs and then also the concrete plant's needs. So with that, I'll open it up for any questions or discussion that you guys might have.
Okay, any questions?
Mr. Enns?
Yes.
Mr. Wade, could you just clarify for me between these two pictures, the orange on the conflict page is no longer orange on the option 3A. Does that mean it's now with the concrete plant, or is that stay in city use?
Yeah, that would be what we did in between the two. So if you compare the two drawings or diagrams before you, the one that shows the conflicts, you have the big hashed area, which is what we were going to use for outdoor storage, and then you have that orange line showing the drive aisle. Originally, the drive aisle, we're going to keep it as big as it is now, but in the final iteration, we actually are taking up some of that drive aisle, skinning that up a little bit. And so that's why it goes from orange to blue. Basically, that space then would stay with the City Corp yard.
So the only part that the concrete plant is retaining is this very back green section. They've really shrunk their usage.
And then also the purple right above that. So that was hashed out orange on the previous one. That would also be retained by the concrete plant.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. The purple and the green is theirs.
You got it.
Okay.
Any other comments?
No, I'm confused. I'm not seeing the purple. What?
Yes. So if you look at, it's called option, doesn't have a great title on it, option 3A is what we would call that drawing. And you look at the in and out arrows coming in off of Atascadero Road. As you come down, you have that little facility that's outlined in black, which looks kind of like a hammer almost. That would be the grizzly of the concrete plant. So that area surrounding that then would remain with and be retained by the concrete plant. The corp yard parcel would effectively stop in a line parallel to the northernmost edge of the oxidation ditch.
Okay.
Okay, any other questions? I have just a simple comment here. I think from Cayuga's standpoint, our concerns have to do with the ability to build the new plant on the site. Someone conveniently left us enough real estate down there to build a new plant while we keep the old one in operation. And it's my understanding that we're keeping some of the headworks and digesters and things, so some of the real estate that's being used for the current plant will remain in use. And my concern is that we leave for the next generation enough real estate to build the next plant. So I think that as far as Cayuga's concerns are, that's what we're going to be looking for. And if we can help you in any way to achieve that goal, why, we're here to see what we can do for you.
Thank you. Yeah, as we went through the study, we really were just playing with spaces. We weren't. There's nothing in here intended to basically say this is the final configuration for the treatment plant. That actually won't happen until the design phase. So you basically look at the space and say, here's the ballpark space impact that you're looking at.
Okay, well, we're going to be looking at yet the next generation plant, at least space for it. So that'll be one of our concerns.
Mr. Ants, can I clarify what you're saying? When you say next generation, you don't mean this plant that we're planning, are you?
No, one beyond that.
Another plant beyond that.
We have to leave enough room that if a plant gets built after our generation, there's real estate there for someone to do that.
Okay. And we'll discuss that later, won't we?
Yes. Any other questions? Okay. Morro Bay, would you like to make a motion to... I guess we don't actually, we took no action on this, so
if we... Yeah, we're asking you to provide comment. Any comment anyone wants to offer?
Yeah. Any final comments from Cayucas? Okay, if not, we'll take item B2, discussion of the 5-year capital improvement plan for the wastewater treatment plant. And, Bruce, I know that when we passed our budget, Cayucas was somewhat concerned about the amount of money that we had in our capital improvements budget. I know we go back, you and I at least go back to table F or whatever it was some time ago that it was accepted by these two boards. I would like to actually take the opportunity to take a closer look at what we really expect to do this year. And ideally what we'd like to do between now and when the new treatment plant is built. Would that be helpful to you if we sat down and tried to make a long-term budget in that regard?
I think it's certainly good planning to look at potentially what is going to come down the pike and probably from a philosophical standpoint of what, you know, as we get closer and closer to a newer treatment plant, we still have to make the current plant run. And you still have to operate it at a very high level efficiency, but there may be money that you're going to have to spend on equipment that you may not get any payback on because you're fixing things that potentially won't be incorporated into the new plant. So certainly that, you know, I don't have a problem with trying to put something like that together. I think time, you know, as long as we have some time to work through that issue, because I can see my workload with the permit coming back out of hibernation being greatly increased along with the environmental review process as well. So as long as we can take some time and do that, personally, I don't have a problem with that end of it, and I think maybe from the council standpoint and the district board standpoint, maybe it's not a bad exercise, but it will take us a while to put some of that information together.
Okay, I'm just a little bit confused, and I see, again, we're partners in this plant. We're spending millions. Again, we'd like to keep, as Joey has, Ricano has constantly pointed out, Cayucas has money in reserves. and we'd like to not spend it on fixing something up that we're going to throw away to build a new plant. That money that we have set aside really is to help build a new plant. So if we could get a better picture of what we're going to do in the next few years up until the new plant's built, that would really help our budgeting. It's difficult for us to plan our budgets and then come up with a year like we have this year with a huge number that we want to put into the treatment plant. And we had talked, I think, at the last meeting about having you bring forward your capital improvements projects one at a time so that we take a second look at them. But it seems like it would be better if we could sit down with you and perhaps go over a bigger picture and get a handle on where we're going for the next 5 or 6 years. So it obviously doesn't have to be tomorrow unless you're planning to spend all of this year's approved capital budget right away. But before you do that, we'd like to have a chance to sit down with you.
I don't have a problem with that. I guess my confusion is the money that was budgeted in the fiscal year 08-09 budget, you would like to review and revisit those projects?
Yes.
And why?
Because it's a lot of money. We're concerned about how much money we're trying to spend. And only because we've done our 218 study, we've budgeted and anticipated what our sewer rates would be over the next 5 years. And if we're anticipating more years of improvements at the plant like we see this year, then we may need to rethink that. So we'd like to have a little better understanding of where we're going with the capital improvements down there so that we can adjust our rates to meet the demand.
Could I respond to that? My impression is that what's been going on is been done because it's broken and it has to be fixed, not because we want to start upgrading things too soon. And so I'm not sure what good it does to go back and review the budget when we've allowed for things that we know will be breaking, not knowing which ones will be breaking, but there'll be money there to cover them.
And if I can throw in a comment, too, that was one of the things that we did in calculating our rate increases was the maintenance that we knew was coming up before we ever started the actual plant construction. Is that not something that you provided for? I guess I'm confused as to what exactly you want to accomplish.
Well, I guess my concern was that for a number of years we've kept that capital improvements number quite low, and maybe that's the price that we're having to pay now. But it's the fluctuation and the difference in the numbers from year to year that make it difficult for us to budget. So an opportunity to sit down and look a little farther in the future would certainly be a benefit to us.
But you're not looking at changing the existing projected figures for this coming
year? Oh, I think we've approved that.
Okay. I think there was a question on that as to where you were going. So,
well, okay. Did we really need to spend that money? Are there things that Bruce might want to put off for a year to keep it more in line with where it's been in the past few years? But if it's necessary and we need to do it, then we've approved that, so we'll stick with it.
Okay.
Then that's any other comments? That's really all we're interested in. It's just a long-term look.
Okay. Any other comments on Morro Bay side? Okay. Bruce?
Well, the question I would have is, we have recently cut a PO for the purchase of a front-end loader. So that's kind of, we can certainly review that. I think if you came down and looked at our loader, you'd probably agree that four more flakes of rust fall off it and the thing is not going anywhere. And that's a vital piece of equipment to us. My question on some of the other items here is we have, we budgeted $50,000 for rebuilding 5 pumps. I have a vendor ready to come. We've actually delayed that process until summer was over. We get to a low flow period. We can pull those pumps and start doing a methodical rebuild and replacement. Is the thought process that I should put that on hold at this point?
No, I don't think so, Bruce. My overall concern was just added to the capital improvements projects. We've got the environmental report to pay for. Just a number of things have come up this year, and I would like to have a little better feeling for just the total amount of money that's going to be spent. Is it really going to be spent? I don't think we're trying to backpedal here. We're just trying to make sure that it balances out over the next few years until we can get the new plant built. I'm just trying to take a longer look at it.
Yeah, I think that's a noteworthy goal, because it certainly things, some of the stuff that's on this list we've done in the past, and we've kind of piecemealed it in off our operations and maintenance budget. But like on the rebuilding of the pumps, we kind of said, hey, you know what? We save power. It makes it more efficient. The plant runs better. And we haven't rebuilt those pumps in 5 to 7 years, so it's kind of time to do that. If you were to project beyond the 08-09 budget and get into the 09-10 and whatnot, certainly with a little bit of time, I've already kind of turned one of my operators loose, and you probably won't like the list he's going to come back with, because he's good at finding stuff to do. But certainly it will give a broader picture of what potentially you may see at the treatment plant. And then at the same time, I think everybody's got to recognize that this year we had a couple major pieces of equipment malfunction that we had not anticipated. And you may see those as time goes on, because certainly the treatment plant is aging, and we're doing everything we can to kind of stay five steps ahead of that process. But there are going to be unanticipated repairs that we may have to encounter, and hopefully we can minimize those by keeping a good proactive maintenance program going. But some of that stuff, I don't think anybody's going to be able to predict.
Okay. Let's just put that on a list to get together and see if we can project a little bit into the future. Bonnie?
Yeah, I have a question, and it goes back to, I think, the revenue rate plans that we had done separately, as you recall, by Carollo. Now, we were provided a figure based on the wastewater treatment plant theoretical budget based on some sort of flow, and that's all that we received. So would the number that Mr. Johnson have derived include capital projects above and beyond what a normal annual budget would have reflected? And by that I mean, if the budget number that was used was years past, where we had very little capital, means we probably don't have a solid number that reflects these projects that you're referring to that you considered in your 218 process. Could I get some more information on
that? Yeah, I think that what we did, I believe that when John Johnson of Carollo Engineers put his revenue, the rate program together, and I know I can speak for the city on this one, is he was looking at debt service eventually that we would have to cover for the new wastewater treatment plant.
Correct.
And the rate structure that would need to be in effect. In our rate program, I believe he looked at 06-07 maybe as a budgetary number, and we may have been light in that year at that time. What the city did was, when we adopted the rates, we came back and told the council, hey, we want to load the rate structure on the front end for the city so that we can accrue some capital money for collection system projects and potential wastewater treatment plant projects that we can pay with cash prior to getting to the point where we have debt service on the treatment plant, because we realized that when we got to that point, the debt service was going to be a big hit to the sewer fund. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So we had we pushed our rate increase 50% in the first year.
Right, as did we for our capital projects. I guess what I'm concerned about, where was the flow of that information? Did that go back to Mr. Johnson that said, gee, by the way, we anticipate here's the interim capital improvement project, so that we were all on the same page about theoretical budgets, or did it just grow by inflation?
I think he grew it by inflation, is what I think. I think when I looked at ours today, I think he had some sort of escalator in there.
Mm-hmm.
And literally the reason that the city, John Johnson gave us a number of scenarios on how to raise rates, and some were very small incremental step increases over, I think, an 8-year period. and city staff opted, we really pushed to have a higher rate in the beginning so that we could try and accrue some capital for primarily for collection system projects.
Okay, not treatment plant.
Not necessarily treatment plant, but we did, I think Dylan anticipated maybe $100,000 a year or something.
Okay, so you see where I'm going.
Yeah.
That is why it's critical as much projection as we can get, because we did similarly taking care of our system, and then we took those numbers Mr. Johnson gave, because again, everybody wanted separate revenue plans, and I'm not sure how that all got melded or if it did. So I think it goes back to the question. I think a capital improvement plan of 3 to 5 years is imperative. That's the comments I have.
I think I can add a little bit there just by way of clarification. What we did, the task that we understood John Johnson to have was just the rate program that we needed to cover the SRF debt. It didn't include really any of the treatment plant capital. So in building our rate structure, I actually did some projections for the wastewater treatment plant, and anticipating that it's an older plant, it's going to break down, we're going to spend some money on design, we're going to spend some money on permitting, and then we're going to have some unanticipated expenses as we get close to the project. And so we built our rate structure including those assumptions in there, which, I don't know what happened in Cayucas or what the scope of work that he had for you guys, but his scope for us was only the future debt service for the wastewater treatment plant and didn't include any of the capital requirements.
Okay, thank you, Dylan. Any other comments? If not, we can go to the update of the ad hoc committee meeting. Bruce, you want to report on that?
Sure. We have, I believe, met on two occasions to discuss JPA-related items, flow-related items, and the outcome of the second meeting was that staff was directed to sit down with Mr. Stringfield from Corollo Engineers and discuss some of the implications of the peak hourly flow data that city and district staff had been discussing. We had that conversation with Mr. Stringfield, and at this point in time, we're prepared to go back to the subcommittee and give them an update on that discussion, and at that point, it would come back with a report to the full board.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Enns, are you taking comments?
Yes, please.
I'm just wondering on the frequency of the meeting of the ad hoc committee. I was under the impression that they were going to be meeting weekly, and it appears that they're meeting monthly. And is that just vacation, not enough information? Could you help us out?
I think it's in the summer months, I think it was a little bit of all those things. It was difficult to get some of the staff together. Some of it has been dependent on gathering information and I think review of that information. We've put together we're trading a definition sheet right now, and I believe the city is working on updates to the JPA agreement as we speak. But that's taking time, partly because city staff is, it isn't just myself working on that end. It's being impacted by the workload of some of the other people on the city side of that equation.
I have a couple of questions about it. When I was recruited to be on this subcommittee, which I'm not on, I was told that it was going to be weekly meetings. So I was surprised by the staff report that this committee's only met twice. Are the attorneys attending these meetings? Because I remember we were talking about that at the beginning.
Yes, they have been in attendance at the meetings.
Okay.
You got a microphone?
I talk loud enough. Their microphone needed to come up. Thank you. So when do you expect to bring back the results of this discussion? You talked on August 7th. It's September 4th or 5th. Are you guys planning to have a meeting pretty soon to discuss those results?
I would assume that the committee has to come together and meet again to discuss those results.
I hope we set that day tonight. And then this other thing about the JPA, if I could ask my city attorney some questions. since the attorneys are in this process. And I bet it's falling on you, Rob.
Yes, and workloads right now, it is difficult to get to this item.
Yes, but let me ask you this. The JPA needs to be revised for the benefit of the city of Morro Bay, doesn't it? Or does it? Is it something optional in this process?
It would be good. I think both parties agree that there has to be revisions to it to update it so that it takes care of the situation that's occurring, which is the upgrade to the plant and the responsibilities and duties of each side. And clarifying, we're working on the definition page to clarify any misunderstandings that have occurred or problems that have occurred in the past.
And the difference in capacity and flow percentages and those things?
Making sure they're clear to make it so that those issues that have come up in the past are resolved and hopefully make it run much smoother in the future.
So these issues are coming up in this working group, right?
Correct.
Excellent. And then because I know that I met with the mayor, Mayor Peters at least, and talked about the language of the JPA, and she said that we were going to come up with a version and Cayucas was going to come up with a version.
No, Cayucas is waiting for our version.
They are?
And yes, to take a look at it.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Carmel, if I could ask you a question. Have you been working on a draft of what Cayucas's desires would be for the JPA?
No.
So your choice and the board's choice over there is to simply wait to see what Morro Bay brings to the table?
It's an active working process, but currently I'm not working on any particular draft of the JPA.
Okay, thank you. Then, Mr. Keough, does the Water Board have any knowledge of this JPA agreement and how it might impact our progress in working on this wastewater treatment plant?
I think throughout the time schedule negotiations and the settlement agreement negotiations we had with the Water Board, the relationship between the district and the city was brought to the attention of the regulatory agencies. But I think they're more interested in the project than they are in our relationship. I think their feeling is you got to get over it and move forward. And
well,
they're not going to enter into that fray unless it slows down progress. And at that point, I think you would see a penalty. We wouldn't reach a milestone, and then they would become a more active player. But I don't think they're going to enter into the relationship that the city and the district have, if that's the question.
Yeah, and then so you said the permit was due from the Water Board December of this year. And would that include the schedule or the timeline?
There is a conversion schedule in the permit. That mm-hmm. is correct. So there are milestones in that permit.
And we're on track right now.
We are on track at this point.
Okay. And then if Mr. Schultz, maybe you could confirm this. I believe that in the JPA currently that if we present a potential new joint powers agreement language for it and our side agrees 5-0, we like it, their side agrees 5-0, they don't like it, the next step would be mediation or arbitration?
I'd have to review it again, but yes, there's provisions when the boards are at a lock. There's actually a super vote that would occur first to see if there would be a majority between the two boards, not just a 5-0 lock. But there's a mechanism that occurs when there is a deadlock between the two boards. I'd point out is, yes, we certainly wish we were going quicker and having meetings quicker, but there is a large group of people in getting the correct dates and the workload with the nitrate issue, the roundabout issue. Morro Bay right now has quite a few issues that I think at this time take priority. I would state that nothing with these negotiations is in any way slowing up the wastewater treatment plant upgrade, and at least that's my opinion. I don't know if someone wants to disagree, but there's been nothing that has slowed up that project because we haven't been able to conclude our negotiations. Now, we might get to that point, but at this point, you know, we'll like to meet. We'd like to get it done. There are some complicated technical issues that even in our meeting we had to direct, and the lay people said, you technical people go meet with Corolla because it's even over, you know, our head to quite understand, and that's what we have to get back to together and see if now we can sort through those issues. So,
thanks, Rob. I just like to look ahead and make sure that some roadblock doesn't hit this process. when we're going full bore through it, and then we can't come to some agreement on some, you know, joint powers agreement. That's all. Thank you.
I'm going to add a few comments there, being having taken your place on the ad hoc committee. We did meet and we went through the whole document. We looked at a lot of things that we felt needed to have definition and specified what those are, looked at a lot of language that applied to a previous project that we need to remove. So we did make a lot of progress with it, but then we did get to a point where the technical issues came to the fore and we didn't feel that we could make those suggestions and improvements without the our engineers meeting with Stringfield and discussing all of that and how it should be worded properly. So that's kind of where we are. It's not a matter of we haven't been doing anything. We did. And the one meeting we had, I think, was very productive. But we did reach that point where we needed the technical assistance that we couldn't provide ourselves.
Madam Mayor, I have a question, if that's all right, Mr. Enns.
Please.
I think I'm what I'm hearing is a little different than what I saw as the work of the subcommittee, and I thought the subcommittee was going to take on this task and hash out some issues and certainly rely on technical staff. What I'm hearing is that our city attorney is ending up doing, is being involved when he has other activities. Cayucas' attorney is not doing any work with it. So I guess my question is, are you relying on the attorneys at this point, or can they be let go so there's less people to meet and you can meet more frequently and deal with the technical things?
Well, actually, when we got to the technical, we realized the attorneys did not need to be part of that discussion until we got the information. And so then we'll go back, and we will involve them when we're ready to actually put together the language.
So are they set aside for the moment then?
They were while the technical meeting went on, and so were we. The lay people weren't involved either. That was the engineers in Stringfield.
So my question is, at the next meeting then, are you coming back in a technical way, or are you still expecting the attorneys to be involved?
I believe we're expecting the technical advice from the engineers. And whether the attorneys are there or not, we have an agreement that if one is there, they both will be there. If neither one can be there, then neither one will be there.
Right. I know that we have that agreement. It seems a little wasteful. Who's chairing the subcommittee?
Or
do you guys take turns?
You and
Mr. Enns?
Mayor Peters actually conducted the last meeting.
And do you alternate that back and forth?
I was assuming we would. Yes,
yes we will.
Well, I guess let me just express my concern about the use of our attorney.
Well, I would think that would certainly be an opportunity for you to write it how you like it. So if you'd like us to write it how we'd like it, and then you can review it, maybe we can do that for you.
I think that's where my rub comes back, is to then, and I think it was already stated, we write it, you don't like it, what happens then, and it goes a cycle. So I thought the committee was supposed to hash this out and not worry about one side writing it, that you were doing it together in the group.
And we did, but we reached a point where the committee members were unable to move ahead because of the technical aspect that we needed advice on. So that's where we sent them away. They're going to come back with a response, and we'll continue hashing it out.
But the technical aspect does not involve our attorney?
No.
Okay. And so, okay.
But the hashing it out does.
Okay, let me just ask one simple question here. Bruce, I know on our schedule toward building the new plant, this issue of discussing the JPA and deciding who's going to pay what was on that schedule. How are we doing on that scheduled item?
Well, that was the first task that we had. I think there's five priority tasks, and the first was kind of the district city relations, then facility planning, environmental review, financial, and then design and construction. And I think basically in order to get the project rolling, we agreed to defer that task. I mean, really, that is how we got to where we are, so we could get the facilities plan going, we could get the financial revenue plans going, the environmental process going, and I think that my understanding was that this discussion would occur as we went along, and it appears that we've started that discussion, and you know, I think I'm with Rob, it'd be nice to see it go faster, but it's moving forward, it's inching forward at this point, and you know, any progress is probably good news at this point.
Okay, and my concern is that we're not holding up the project, and I think Rob spoke to that a while ago. So as long as we're not holding up the project, it's moving forward. I'm comfortable to continue down the path we're going. I think we're making some progress. I had only one other comment on the ad hoc committee meeting was that of the two meetings that we've had, and I've attended both, at the conclusion of both meetings, Morro Bay's city engineer announced that we may not be having a project at all. That actually concerned me. Tim, you had written down a quote from the city engineer, which was, I'm speaking of Mr. Dylan Wade. I apologize. Don't know his title.
My recollection, it was something to the effect of, we have no legal obligation to build this project.
Could you repeat that, please?
I believe what was said was, we have no legal obligation to build this project.
Okay, thank you. I thought we just discussed that back up on item A3. Bruce, your response there was the reason we're building the plant is we're not going to have a permit to run a plant at all if we don't do something. Is that sort of the gist of it?
By law, we are required to go to full secondary treatment, and that statement may have been taken out of context in the fact if he was referring to tertiary treatment. There is no legal obligation for the city and the district to put in tertiary treatment at this facility. That was a philosophical question that the boards opted to do when they went through the facility's planning phase.
Okay, I understand that, going to tertiary, but I don't understand why we would be hearing that there may not be a project at all.
You know, I think it could just be a holdover from the Bill Boucher era, where constantly I have been taught when I've been going through projects with Bill that during the planning phase, and you have all these, this is a perfect example. You have a very nice drawing here that was put together by an engineering firm, and sometimes all you're seeing here is a piece of paper with pretty boxes on it. And Bill's schooling was always that, you know, you get it when you can hold it, it's there. And that any number of things can derail any number of projects, and that may have been what he was referring to with that comment. And I'll add that at this point, you know, there's no reason for city staff and the council are 100% behind the project as outlined right now. You know, nobody's doing anything to derail the project. We are working in earnest to complete the conversion schedule that both the board and the city council adopted in, I believe, April of 2006.
Why don't we ask Mr. Wade to clarify his comment?
I do, frankly, not appreciate comments being taken out of context and put forward like that. Certainly, I will be more careful in the future in the subcommittee at expressing my opinion and concerns if, you know, we're going to grab little sound bites and try to throw them out there. Based on my experience, you know, I moved to the area to build a wastewater treatment plant in Los Osos, California. 5% of the way through construction, that project was stopped by a political process. On this project, you go, we have some very concerned environmental groups. We have issues out there, and we don't have a permit yet. So there are a lot of potential things that could derail the project that we're looking at today. And you go, 5 years from now, we might have built a very different project. That's my point. You don't know where you're going to get to when you start out. What I'm hearing right now is, you know, there may be financial concerns. We may not get the SRF loan in time. We have a tight time schedule, and we have a project that we're racing forward to build. And you go, we are 100% dedicated to doing that. But you go, we don't know that at the end of the day all the pieces are going to come together as we envision them right now.
Okay, thank you. If you felt that I took that out of context, I apologize. But you did conclude both meetings with that very same comment, and then there was no discussion about it after that. It was the end of the meeting, so I just wanted to make sure we understood it. Thank you. Okay, with that, I'd like to take a short break, and then we'll come back and finish our last two items. Okay, I'd like to reconvene the meeting.
Sorry.
Okay, with that, do we have a scheduled date to, going back to item B3, that we'd like to have another meeting? Or would that be in order at this time? Or, Rob, would you like a little more time before we meet on that JPA, on the ad hoc committee?
Okay. Well, everybody else does, but you could set it and then I could check. But I'd rather just we'll send out an email, coordinate it, and Margie can do it.
Okay. Well, let's look forward to putting that on our schedule and see if we can keep that moving. With that, we'll go to item C, new business, the invoice for the third quarter. I wanted to, Susan, just before you to do that, I wanted to ask about the audit. I'm a little got lost here on the, I know we approved someone to do the audit, but where are we on that?
Good evening, Mayor Peters and council members and President Enns and board members. With the audit, we've contacted Bob Crosby. I don't know how we got to doing 2 years in, you know, as our audit. That was something that happened before I got here. But we do 2 years, we present 2 years at a time. The last 2 year period that was done was 2003, 2004. Bonnie, is that correct? Is it 2003, 2004? Okay. So it looks like we've got 04, 05, and 05. No, I am wrong. It's 2004, 2005 was the last one. 05, 06 has not been done, and 06, 07 has not been done. We've contacted Bob Crosby, and we've asked him what's going on with that, and I believe Joyce left him a message. She has not heard back from him. She did talk to him a couple of weeks ago, and at that point, she mentioned that the sanitary district was concerned about when the audit was going to be completed and to please call. I understand that he has not done that. So Joyce did put in another call to him today.
Could I clarify there?
Sure.
The year that we just completed in June, this last June, would have been 07, 08?
That's correct.
So we've got 05, 06, 06, 07, and now 07, 08.
That's correct.
And so going back to my concerns about money, you know, those audits sometimes make adjustments, and all of a sudden you owe a bunch of money you didn't know about. And 3 years' worth of it is a little bit alarming. So, and if it's, if I'm not mistaken, I don't think we were trying to do an audit every 2 years, but we did sign, I believe, a two-year contract or something to that effect. Is that right?
We did extend his contract for 3 years.
Okay, 3 years.
Yes.
Well, it looks like he's 3 years behind right now, so.
That's, yes, at this point in time, and we are trying to get in touch with him to find out when he will have the 2 years complete. Then what he would do, based on the two-year cycle, is the 07-08 year, and 08-09 would be the next presentation.
Do we want to make those separate?
I believe that the JPA agreement says that he will audit every year. Like I said, I don't know how we got to the two-year, you know, situation. That was before me. It's something that I can ask him, and he can actually come forward and tell us why he does 2 years together. I know that the amount of money that he gets for doing the audit, I believe, is $3,000. I think he looks at the fact that he's got a lot of other clients, larger clients, that are putting pressure on him. I don't know if that has something to do with it. And I know that I've been told that we did have some difficulty in securing him as an auditor.
Okay, why don't we put that on the next agenda and see what we'd like to do or if we'd like to make some changes?
Sure, we can do that.
All right.
With that, I'd like to bring your attention to the fact that tonight you have before you the third quarter invoice for 2008. That's the January through March 31st activities at the wastewater treatment plant. And it's for $120,017.78. And we would recommend that the board of directors accept the invoice and authorize payment. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Susan. Our staff has recommended that we pay the amount, the full amount. There was some concern about the fact that there were some accounts that were not finalized. We obviously can do that in the fourth quarter. But I would like to make a slight change from that if we could. We have a number of questions about the budget and where things got moved, and my concern is about the payments to Carollo, making sure that Cayucas is paying their share of that and that we're all in agreement on that. We've got the environmental report coming forward, which is a sizable sum. We have the capital improvements items, which we discussed earlier this evening, and we'd like a little bit of clarification on where some of these items are and apparently adjustments or amendments to the budget have been made. And what I'd like to do is have the staffs meet. I'd like to make that another ad hoc committee. I'd like to attend that meeting, and I know that I've talked to the mayor about having someone from Morro Bay do that. She's pointed out that you're in the middle of a campaign season right now. And so I would ask perhaps that the vice mayor be able to attend that meeting.
Mr. Enns, I'm not sure I'm understanding. Are you talking about the budget or are you talking about paying the bill?
We're talking about paying the bill.
And so you're saying you don't want to pay the bill until you have this meeting?
That's correct.
Because you're challenging some of our figures?
I just want to know where they all went. And I really would not like to sit here this evening and go through what I have in front of me item by item. I think that's a little bit a waste of time. And I don't really want to put Susan on the spot here or have her explain things that we haven't had a chance to go over with her first.
Is it really a matter then of you meeting with her rather than convening a whole nother committee?
Well, I don't want to meet with your staff unless there's someone from your council that's there at the same time. That we have the staff meeting with Morro Bay and someone from your council and myself. And once that discussion takes place, then the bill will be paid. I'm not trying to delay payment, and we can have that meeting this week or next week. And we can pay it within the 30 days that's spelled out in the JPA. So you'll get your payment in the same amount of time you would normally.
I have a comment.
No.
I think that Morro Bay should insist on payment up front. This is from January 2008 to March 2008. It's now September 2008. I know that this is how this billing goes, but we're literally having the ratepayers of Morro Bay cover for you while you want to ask these questions. I'd much prefer that Cayucas go ahead, pay the payment, and then have this meeting. I think it's very reasonable, by the way, Mr. Enns, that we not do this tonight, detail by detail, but that you have every right to ask these questions, and I think it's wise that you ask a council member to attend this meeting. I think that's a great idea, too. But I don't think it's a good idea for Morro Bay to wait on payment of this money, because what we're doing is we're holding the bag for Cayucas. And when we hold that bag, we're holding it for the ratepayers of Morro Bay. So I think that this council should hold firm on asking for payment now for this and agreeing to this meeting as well. I think it's a justified request. And adjustments could come in the fourth quarter then.
Okay, I would only point out that once you present the bill at a JPA meeting, then Cayucas has 30 days to pay that bill, and we will still be able to meet that commitment regardless of, I'm sure we can have a meeting in the next 30 days with Susan. So you'll get your payment on the same schedule that you would even if we approved it this evening.
And if I could have some assurance then that you will have this meeting within the next 30 days.
We can make that a part of the motion. So with that, I would ask Cayucas for a motion to approve the payment of $120,017.78, conditioned upon having a meeting with Finance Department of Morro Bay within the next 30 days, and that payment be made within 30 days. December.
Bruce?
I don't anticipate us that we have anything of urgence other than invoices and whatnot, normal business to bring back. I think the EIR process is just going to be ongoing for the next numerous months. I don't know if anybody has to act on anything. So from my standpoint, I think it's up to us.
Well, I think we're going to have an ad hoc committee report that we will want to at least hear and have discussed, so I would say if we could head for some time in mid-November before the holidays. Is that agreeable to everyone?
It is.
And I would add the agenda item of the...
We're having trouble hearing down here.
I'm sorry. My mic keeps slipping. I was talking about sometime mid-November.
And I would add the agenda item of bringing back the concrete plant's lease at this meeting as well.
I'm looking at either the 13th of November or the 20th. Or the 6th?
6th of December.
6th of November.
Of November.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to get it before we get into holidays because that's always difficult.
I'll be out of town from the 4th to the 20th of November.
Okay, we'll be...
After that, you're into the holidays. 27th is Thanksgiving. You want to go into December? 4th of December?
Yeah, that sounds good. All right, let's shoot for the 4th of December.
Yes, it will be in Morro Bay. You may have a whole new council.
Well, along those lines, I'd like to make an announcement that we had three seats that were up for election here at the Sanitary District. And the three people that are in the seats applied to run again, and that's the only people who applied to run again, so you're stuck with us. I don't know if that means we're doing a good job in Cayucas or nobody cares. But
don't go there.
So with that, I'd like to thank the video guys that were able to come up to Cayucas tonight. Appreciate that you had to move all your equipment, and we'll have the next meeting in Morro Bay. Meeting is adjourned.